TikTok is one of the most divisive social media platforms out there for many reasons. And this new survey that we mentioned briefly the other day adds even more divisiveness to the conversation. Let's talk more about that now with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. So according to this survey from Pew, TikTok is now the number two news source among social media platforms, right?
Yeah, morning, Bob. As hard as it is to believe, that is correct. This new research study from Pew found that TikTok is now tied with Facebook as the second most popular social media platform to get news and information.
Well, Facebook, I thought, was number one. Was it in the past?
Well, Facebook is often way up there, but Facebook has shied away from news as of late. You might remember they removed news links to all stories for people in Canada. The number one platform actually remains X, which is previously Twitter. But I really don't think that's going to last much longer. Elon Musk has been changing the face of X every single day. And with those changes come changes in audience. Now, there's a lot of controversy around the type of content that appears on the platform. Advertisers are pulling back. But more importantly, people are changing their habits. I really honestly believe it's only a matter of time before TikTok overtakes and becomes number one.
Now, what's telling about the survey is how it's broken down by age. TikTok is popular among the young, but not so much among the older audiences. Is that it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The Pew study found that nearly a third of all Americans 30 and under now turn to TikTok daily for their information. 43% now say they get at least some information from the app, but there are other stories out there talking about how older audiences actually support banning TikTok in the U.S. altogether. And another report, also done by Pew, which was, I think, earlier in the summer in July, showed about 6 in 10 TikTok as a major or at least a minor threat to national security in the U.S.
I wonder just what kind of news people are getting from TikTok. Are they getting news about dancing cats? You know what I mean, Scott?
I do. I think maybe that used to be the case in the first couple of months. You know, dancing cats do make a lot of news, but honestly, it is really the heaviest news stories of our day. If you search for what's happening in the Mideast and Israel and Gaza, you will find all kinds of things all over TikTok. So basically, any story from the hardest news to the more featurey stories like you mentioned, all of that is out there.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about this. And also, we'll get to the Genius Bar with Scott Kleinberg today and some good tips about charging your phone. Scott, you alluded to this before when we were talking about Facebook. There has not been a great increase lately in the use of social media for news gathering, has there?
No, you're right about that. News consumption has been pretty steady over the past few years when it comes to social media, except on TikTok. Here's a fascinating fact that I pulled from the study. Over the past 3 years, the share of adults in the U.S. who report regular news consumption from TikTok rose from just 3% in 2020 to 14% in 2023. So that's almost a fivefold increase in a very short period of time. But as we were saying, these are younger audiences. It's the 18 to 29 age group that's most likely to use TikTok to get their news. The numbers drop considerably for people over 35, but even there, we're still seeing growth, even if that growth is smaller.
So what should we make of all this? You've got a very specific audience thinking one way about TikTok and other audiences thinking in a completely opposite way.
Yeah, there's a lot to consider. You know, while all these numbers and concerns are of great importance, it doesn't change the fact that news, some that's true, some that's false, is being widely shared on TikTok. And if younger audiences are relying on the platform for their education, well, if there's disinformation and misinformation, that can present a problem. But when it comes to those problems, it always starts in the same place when someone hits the share button.
But couldn't you argue that this would be true on any platform, that anything untrue widely shared on social media has the ability to be influential?
You absolutely could argue that point. And the standout stat here is the age group. There have been countless surveys over the years looking at various social media platforms. News used to be really popular on Twitter, now X. Actually, it still is, but it's a different audience and a different dynamic in a different time. And we see a lot more misinformation and disinformation spreading across all of social media than we ever have before. I mean, it's always been a problem, and it's really a problem now. And personally, I think that problem grows exponentially when you get into the election season.
You mentioned that misinformation and disinformation continues to spread. It does feel like it's out of control, and not just on TikTok.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I remember on this very show, Bob, giving advice to people on ways that they can prevent misinformation and disinformation from spreading. And I have not given up on that. I still think there are things we can do. However, I am dismayed by how much of an uphill battle it's become. What's happening on X is hard to watch. The places on social media that we used to turn for the latest information are now places to avoid because the information that's being shared is so blatantly false. And when that happens on a platform growing as rapidly as TikTok, you start to see the problem.
And isn't part of the problem the wilder and the crazier the posts, the more they spread, the more popular they get? And some sources look for the most hits, and they know the nutty stuff is going to lead to that. Isn't that like problem one?
That is problem one, and that is the key right there, because if all you are focused on is the number of people clicking on your content, and you know that the content doesn't have to be true to get people to share, well, you figured out the secret sauce. But those people don't care about the spread of misinformation and disinformation, to your point. They're just looking for the clicks. That is a huge problem.
And knowing what you said here about the uphill battle that is controlling misinformation and disinformation, what is your advice on how to combat it?
I have always believed, Bob, and still continue to believe, that despite the battle, we owe it to everybody to keep platforms as accurate as we can, and that means reporting things we know are false. Even if we do a small part, it's a part, and the sum of a lot of parts is better than just standing idly by.
All right, don't give up. I guess that's the message. Yep. Let's open up the Genius Bar for Scott now, and we always get a lot of questions about charging your smartphone, and let's remind everybody about, first of all, those fast charging cords. That actually will decrease the life of your battery, won't it?
It can in some cases. It depends on how you're doing it. There are a lot of cords out there that people sell for, you know, a buck or two, and those are not the cords that are optimized for phones. It actually matters what kind of cord you use in your phone. So in some cases, that can decrease the life of the battery. But fast charging in itself is not necessarily a bad thing. It's also not something that I would use every single day as a regular charging function. If I'm in a meeting and I'm down to 5% and I need to charge it quickly, and fast charging is an option, I'll certainly use that. So it really depends on when you're using it.
Is it bad to charge your phone when it's not close to zero?
No. And in fact, batteries have become a lot smarter. Lithium ion batteries, they have memory control. It used to be that that was a big thing. You had to know exactly when the percentage was. No, now you can pretty much charge it at any time. You want to be careful of little things, like you don't want to keep it plugged in 24 hours a day, things like that. But if you're at 60% and you're like, I could use a little bit of a charge, that's totally fine to do.
And what about using your phone while it's charging, or shooting a video while it's plugged in? Is that okay?
Using your phone while it's charging is not inherently a bad thing. I would recommend not shooting video when you're charging. It's mostly because you're taxing the processor in your phone. Your phone's going to heat up a little bit, especially if you're using taxing things like video. If it's plugged in, it's going to be that much more heated because it's plugged in. And you don't really have the freedom to move the phone around a lot if it's plugged in, so there's that too. So I wouldn't use the most labor-intensive things while charging, but general web surfing, checking email, it's totally fine.
And good advice, as always, from digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.